Saucy Talk ELG Music Group presents. Yeah, man, we up here Friday, January 12th, I think. Don't quote me. Could be. But it's early. We're this thing 7:40 a.m. 7:40 a.m. I'm drinking nice water. Got the heat going. Got to do some moving. Just to get that out there. Yeah. But I've been up since like 4 o'clock. I've been up since 4. Talking to my SO. And figuring things out. Let me put on my watch because I feel like I talk eloquently when I put on my watch. Hold on, yeah. Pick up the magic marker. Put on my watch. Now I can feel fancy and give you some Kevin Samuels dialect and dialogue. Yo, what's up with y'all? Shout out to everybody that looked at the last episode, Bartholomew Munchkins. That was just something just to give y'all something for the New Year's or something like that. I dropped a lot of hidden gems in there too. I know I was kind of tasteless with the title, but you know, it was just something on my mind, so I put that. But yeah, right now we're making a pot of coffee, a real pot of coffee. My asshole don't like it like that, but this is
the most effective.
And the takeaway I get from him is just the shit that, you know, the remnants, even though I use a Micron. You know what I mean? So that can go right there. I can use them for that. And this for this. Okay, yeah, so the things that come to my motherfucking attention is how everybody's trying, you know, what people doing these days towards moi, I feel they omitting. It's a lot of omitting. Leaving details, leaving people out of shit that they don't need to leave people out of. Which is cool, you feel me? Which is cool. Because as I learn shit, as I learn the program, I can use the program against the people that's enabling and disabling me in a situation, you feel me? Like the whole dynamic and everything like that. Like, what the fuck is up? Like with the shit? Like, why the fuck is it a bullshit ass dynamic when the motherfuckers just doing what the fuck they gotta do in the situation, right? I'm talking about some corporation shit right now, right? Is it the aesthetic? You can get sued for shit like that. You can get sued for shit like that. And to top it off, you want to add insult to injury and shit like that. Mind you, you have to do what you have to do in order to make the moves. You feel me? You're going to have to take shit. You feel me? You're going to have to take shit in order to see the paradise in a way, right? Because the fake politics in a seven-man area, right? shouldn't be so many politics. What the fuck? Like, what in the fuck? That's why it's important to do your due diligence on everything. Like, right after I do this, this is the reason why I do these podcasts, is to update you guys on shit. Even if you don't have, no direct way of thinking, or you don't have no full plan to push forward. You don't have no full plan to bring forward. Always press your fucking issue. Always press your fucking issue, because what the corporations is trying to do, the big people is trying to make it seem, you know what I mean, the motherfuckers and all that shit, we're going to call it the corporation. The corporation wants to make it seem like you're dumb. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about. What is your gripe? You don't have no, legs in a dispute that you have. They start playing these little word games like, what the fuck is you talking about? It is how it is, you feel me? That's why you losing the shit. If you don't give a fuck, cool, it's cool. But you feel me? It ain't gonna be no, you know what I mean? So basically, what I feel is a lot of underestimations going on. They can't find shit. I'm not signing shit. They leaving out shit. Like, okay, the information that I'm not receiving don't concern me. Would you make sure the information that's supposed to be received get to me, at least? Can y'all cut the crap, cut the jokes and all that shit, and actually get the information that I need? Or is this just part of the whole show? So I'm not in it for this. I'm not in this shit. For fake. I'm not in it for fake. For fake politics. Fake. It's a bunch of fake shit. Like, who want to be around the fake shit, right? Because, you feel me? That's why it's important never put too much trust in someone. Never commit fully. Never commit fully to somebody.
Thank you.
talking about not trying to fuck you out the hours and shit like that. Like, huh? Oh, I didn't mean fuck you the hours. But it is what it is, you feel me? Like, motherfuckers looking sad and shit and trying to figure out, like, what the fuck? Like, what the fuck? They see it. They see it in a nigga face. And yes, and yes, and yes, we talking about some corporation shit right now, y'all. I know y'all like, damn, this nigga ain't talking about the females and how I'm gonna get in this dating scene and how I'm gonna get past this and how I'm gonna get past that. Yeah, we're gonna get into that right now. We're gonna get into that. We're just gonna get into that. We're gonna get into that. Well, we're gonna take a trip to TP Studios real quick. TP Studios. We're gonna get there. And then we're gonna roll up some. Right now, we're Special Brew EOG. Okay, perfect. It's a perfect blend. Okay, yeah. So let me speak clearly to y'all. Basically, just going for what the fuck you know at rapid speed. Now, my problems is my problems, and they're not your problems. With that being said, I know what my running issues is when doing business, right? I feel like I should be more not giving a fuck about the outcome, but at the same time, giving a fuck. What that do, it allows me to press the issue, to say what's really on my mind without having to, you know what I mean? Because I had my realtor wanted me to call to get this third party authorization shit. They didn't give it to me, you know, being sensible. They telling me this, 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 and this. I'm talking to her. She telling me that we really need this letter. I'm like, okay, I asked them for it. They're not giving it to me. So basically, I feel like, okay, I'm going to have to turn up. Mind you, because this is my first rodeo going around doing all this shit. So when I'm speaking realtor and all that shit, y'all can get the gist of what the fuck I'm talking about, right? So it just dawned on me that I need to be more rah-rah into these motherfucking faces, like how I be when they get my DoorDash order wrong. You know, people over the time said that black people were, we are, what is that word? Like the world owe us everything. I can't think of that word right now. We in this TP studio. Entitled. Black people are entitled, angry. Entitled and angry. So I try to steer away from that. From that narrative. But it's very much needed in situations like this. Because people are showing an ass right now. Over the black race. Now, yeah, we're talking about politics in the world, racial views. Now, what I've seen is, honestly, pats on the back. Pats on the motherfucking back. Disguised as hard work. But just gave it to him because of the skin color. Now, me doing me just taking all this data in, you know what I mean? I'm like, okay, let's see how far this shit go. I'm a year in now. I'm a year and some months in. And I'm seeing how the shit go. So I'm reporting it to the podcast. That's an update to what your do's and don'ts in this kind of shit, right? Because, you know, you think you the man. You think you got all this shit going on. You think all this shit. You thinking all this shit. But it's a whole little. What can I say? We have a real situation right here, because you trying to put people in positions that didn't earn it just because, aesthetically, because they white. Yeah, we stepping in. Yeah. We getting into that. That they better. That they can do shit. They aesthetically pleasing, or do you like men? What the fuck is going on? Maybe this is the shit that goes on in the business, but I know what goes on in the business. So I'm not going to say I guess. I know what the fuck going on in business because it was told to me. It was told to me. Now how the fuck is that benefiting me if you're telling me shit like that, huh? What does it benefit me? How does it benefit me? You telling me this shit. Is to get me mad? Huh? Just to piss me off, right? Cause it's not like I'm part of the plan, right? That plan, you know, and it's bullshit. It's out for self. So now you're dealing with. Okay, it's here. It's you dealing with stability. Somewhat. That just makes it, you know, fuck it. If they're not making no fucking money, then fuck it, right? And it's a lot of karma that comes along with this shit. Spiritual reapings, spiritual receipts that come back. Karmalistic messages that come back for all this unnecessary shit that you do. You know, you put people in power and shit, and all of a sudden their cars is not working. They having a problem getting to the establishments. The both vehicles. You know? You know, it's little shit like that that's karma. You know what I'm saying? Like, people that didn't, that earn their keeps. I have to earn my keep. And it gets shady. Yeah, management is always shit. It's always cutthroat. Yeah. Like, what the fuck? Like, we doing this shit every day. But, you know, me not trying to be the black angry man. Even though it's a black man I'm talking to. The nigga act like an Oreo hoe. Well, that's another topic, though. This coffee is hitting something vicious, though. But, yeah. Yeah, I might not, you know what I mean? Hey. And I might not be fit for that. I might not be ready for that. But motherfucker, to any motherfucker out there, right? Y'all. You feel me? It's just these motherfuckers, man, they just weird, bro. Like, nigga, it is what it is. You feel me? You know, it is what it is. I preach that shit, and that's why the rest of the establishment be coming to me telling me this is gonna be their last year up here. They telling me, like, they looking for other shit. You feel me? These are all the motherfuckers you handpicked to put on yourself. You handpicked these motherfuckers, you put them on yourself, and then this shit, this the type of shit that happens. Right? This is the type of shit that happens. So, when it's all said and done, what the fuck? Oh, y'all gonna be looking for me, right? Y'all gonna be looking for me to save y'all asses. So y'all can do this shit again. You know what I mean? And I see this shit happen all the time. Motherfuckers be working years and 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 years just to bring new motherfuckers in. It happens every day. This shit happens every day. But when you lie about shit and saying this shit, once you lie, that negates the whole process. That just takes the motherfucking cake for the whole process and the shit that you and your word. Your word ain't shit. Your word ain't shit. And it's like, what the fuck, nigga? Is you playing with the motherfucking cheese or something, nigga? So why the fuck? Why the fuck am I not the one? Why the fuck y'all, when it's time to leave, that's when motherfuckers want to come out the woodworks. But when it's time for motherfucking bonuses and all this shit, I'm nowhere to talk to. Like, I'm not here. You feel me? All these motherfucking meetings and shit. Like, nigga, why the fuck I got to hear from? Why the hell I got to hear from? I don't hear from you. You feel me? Why can't I hear from the motherfucker, from horse's mouth? Why the fuck? And every time I come in this motherfucker, it's always a motherfucking problem, nigga. It's always a problem. I can't even ask a motherfucking question, nigga. Like me, nigga. The fuck? Me, I did it. Me. Yeah, motherfucker, I did that shit, nigga. And now it's a problem when niggas start talking like this, everybody's scared and shit and want to start really conversating in the motherfucking background, right? When a nigga talk like this, right? Okay. All right, nigga, I see what it is. All right, nigga. I don't know what shit you trying to achieve, but nigga, shit, nigga, you failed, nigga. You motherfucking failed, nigga. And I know all this shit is the motherfucking same. I'm just complaining. It ain't. Yeah, it's motherfucking as bad as I motherfucking, but it ain't. It's like a double-edged bitch-ass sword with this shit. It's a double-edged bitch-ass sword with this shit. And when I said, and when I say that, it's like, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, it's, you know what I mean? You gon' places, corporations is what it is. It's gonna be the same. It's gonna be the similar shit that happens, that goes on, that you ain't gonna agree with. But at the same time, don't let nobody play with your motherfucking intelligence. And you know, so in order for you know it probably could be just a simple talk, but why the fuck I gotta keep talking to motherfuckers? Why they ain't coming to me? Just like how they be coming. Yeah, how y'all be coming to them, telling them about shit. And them bitch ass motherfuckers don't even give a fuck about you. I don't give a fuck about this guy, nigga. Supposed to be homeboys. That homeboy shit, you know what I mean? Can't work with motherfuckers that, you know what I'm saying? Even though it started like that. You feel me? In a nutshell, motherfuckers, they smart enough, and I know my team of saucy talkers. I know y'all are, so y'all know what I'm talking about, right? Why don't I like to elaborate on what the fuck I be doing? It's because I just look at it as a way for revenue. This shit not gonna cure no kind of diseases on what the shit I'm doing right now. So I don't think it's very important to even entertain, right? Unless y'all want 10% on some shit. But other than that, though, it's just the mind game of the motherfucking corporation world. The corporation world is shiesty. Everybody's trying to bump up and get somewhere. You feel me? You feel me? And what I don't like is, it's a couple things that I don't like about this shit. Everybody get introduced to certain motherfuckers, but don't nobody introduce the motherfuckers to me. Why the fuck am I not introduced to motherfuckers? Like, you know what I mean? Everybody is just, you know what I mean? Wompty womp, wampty wamp type shit, you feel me? Motherfucking rude. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck going on? Like, nigga. Like, I, you know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck is going on here? You know what I'm saying? And you know, it's you know, motherfuck all these niggas. Motherfuck everything, you feel me? Like, just put it all out there, like, nigga. Like, little fake-ass shit. Like, all that fake-ass shit, bro. It's good. It's good, you feel me? Whatever bullshit you said. That's why that bitch left last time, because you might have said some weird-ass shit to her. You feel me? Like, nigga, what the fuck you got again? And you know what I think, though? Let's get to the Saucy Adventures part of it. This nigga is scared I'm going to pull all his bitches. Now, let's just put it out there. He's scared I'm going to pull all his bitches that he bring in there. They see something in me that I don't see. I'm not going to bother no females you put on. I'm not that type of person. Maybe it was my shit to telling you about the situation I had. You know what I mean? I thought I could confide. But now it seems like you trying to use that little situation. Like, nigga, I've been working. Nigga, we've been working together, nigga, for like 6 or 7 years. 6 or 7 years, nigga. I told you that shit 6 or 7 years ago, nigga. Now what time have I tried, have that shit ever happened? And if it did happen, it was on her. You know what I'm saying? What I'm talking about. What I'm talking about, let's talk about it. Basically, a married Mexican chick was on your boy. You know what I'm saying? Married, you know what I'm saying? This is like, you feel me? Years ago. You know what I mean? Lying, saying that was her brother. Like, bothering me while I'm in line, trying to get into the place. So, bro, why the fuck is she pulling me over just to say this is her brother and okay, random shit. But yeah, she just started liking the nigga. Bam, bam, bam. You know how that shit is. You don't shit where you lay, and that's what happened. And so I had to leave that situation. I had to leave, not because of that, but because of that, and not because of that. You know, and found something bigger and better. You know what I'm saying? Endeavors. But yeah, I told them about that shit because, ironically, I work across, you know, the corporation is next to the was a shit. You feel me? Yeah, the corporation is next is across the street from that corporation. So I don't know if it's that, but. What the fuck you be doing? What the fuck they be doing? What the fuck? I don't know. I just think it's some shady shit going on because it's like, why the fuck are y'all doing that weird ass shit? My nigga, like, why the fuck is y'all doing that weird shit? Why the fuck are y'all congregating trying to get me into some, like, nigga, fuck all that bullshit, nigga. Fuck all that. Fuck all that. And if I gotta just start acting this way, gotta start acting this way because I've been asking questions, nigga. Like, I've been asking. I'm asking about what the fuck is this? Why the fuck is that? Why is this? Why is that? And motherfuckers looking at me like, what the fuck are you asking this shit for? How the hell you even know what to ask, how to ask this shit? Nigga, quit playing. Is it this or is it that? You don't even know the fucking shit. So why the fuck are you even in the conversation for? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy though, cause it's like, okay. All right, whoa. Maybe I'm not seeing the bigger picture of what's going on. Maybe I'm not cut to be around the motherfuckers, right? Maybe I'm not. You know what I'm saying? Y'all different cut. I'm a different cut of motherfucker. Y'all, okay, y'all got that then, okay. Y'all can congregate, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, You feel me? Yeah, I'm saying. If I start talking out, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not trying to be that person. If I start doing this, everybody gonna start doing that. And I ain't trying to be all that hype. But y'all know the shit though. Y'all know it though. You feel me? I'm just playing the game on how it's supposed to be played though. You feel me? You gotta play the game on how the fuck you gotta play it. You gotta play the game. And one of my superpowers is just keeping calm. You feel me? Keep it calm in these little bullshit situations. Let these niggas talk. Let the karma bark. You feel me? Let the karma bark in these situations. You feel me? There's a lot of situations that are happening. And it's said in one of these great books that have been wrote, it's going to get worse before it get better. Right? Right. So take that into consideration. Yeah, though, that's just crazy, though. It's crazy, though. And this shit is crazy because, you know, the key is to find it out how this shit works and how it could work for you. Turn dirt into diamonds. Yeah, it's crazy because you look around, you figure out, you're trying to figure out shit. And that's just, you know, and let's dwindle off and let's dwindle while I hit the motherfucking weed. Let's dwindle into some, let's dwindle into like people that's, you know. When you blessed with gifts and you recognize them head on, that's a gift. That's a blessing. Upon a blessing. Blessings and talent. And blessed with a talent. What is talent? What is talent? Let's see, what's talent? Let's look up the word talent. A natural aptitude or skill. You feel me? A flair. Let's see what flair is. A special or extinctive aptitude or ability for doing something, for doing something well. Aptitude. What is aptitude? A natural tendency. Aptitude, a natural tendency. Okay, so we broke all that down. So you're going to have a high aptitude. An extraordinary aptitude to be celebrity. Let's see, how do you gain? How to increase aptitude. Here are some tips. Practice regularly. The key to improving your aptitude and reasoning skill is regular practice. Identify your weaknesses. Identify the areas where you are weak and work on them first. Read and solve puzzles. Read books, magazines, newspapers that feature puzzles and brain teasers. Look at the aptitude test online or exam preparation books. And practice solving different types of questions. Focus on your areas where you feel less confident and reserve yourself a simulation of test conditions. Regular practice will help you improve your skills and increase your confidence. Shopping. Let me see what they got for sale for aptitude. Now they got Barnes & Noble, how to increase your brain power and intelligence. They got the IQ books. More how to win the aptitude. Yeah, so I'm gonna leave it on that note. You feel me? I'm about to do some reading myself on this too. You feel me? We learning together. Even though I be doing this shit, I be having all kind of word puzzles and alchemy tests and all that. So. But to test it on a commercial level, let's see what it do. But yeah, we gonna definitely holler y'all.